La parola subito a Assunta Vivò.
Grazie. First of all, it's a great honor to be here with all of you on the Human Rights Day and also on the occasion of the 30th anniversary of the Human Rights Department in this University of Padua. I will try to complement very briefly the statements of the distinguished commissioners that I work for at the International Commission Against the Death Penalty, and also taking into consideration the time, now it's nearly 5:30, and in line with the topic of the discussion, which is current situation on the death penalty and challenges ahead, and also as a way of wrap up, I would like to say the following. The move towards abolition of the death penalty is no longer a concern of a few states. Today, after 60 years of the adoption of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, the trend towards abolition of the death penalty is clear. There are, according to United Nations, more than 150 countries around the world that they have abolished the death penalty in law or they no longer use it. Opposition of the death penalty is not exclusively to any race, country, religion, or ethnicity. Opposition of the death penalty is a concern of all of us. In line with the global trend towards abolition of the death penalty, which is 2/3 of the world today no longer use the death penalty, recently the General Assembly has adopted, now is going to be the 4th resolution on moratorium on the use of the death penalty. I would like to say that the number of countries that they use the death penalty is fewer every day. In 2011, only 21 countries in the world make use of the death penalty. In 2010, 23, so there is a change there. Most of the executions, as we have heard, they are carried out in Iran, Iraq, United States, Saudi Arabia, and China. And China tops the region where the executions take place. So where are we in the world? Europe, as we have heard, is nearly free of executions. Only Belarus still executes. Central Asia, most of the countries, they have abolished the death penalty in law or for ordinary crimes, and only Tajikistan has a moratorium on the sentences and executions since 2004, and is progressively going towards abolition of the death penalty. The continent of Africa is largely free of executions. Regularly, only 3 or 4 countries in Africa execute. We recently heard that Southern Sudan just supported the resolution at the Third Committee on moratorium on executions. It's a progress. In the United States, the number of executions decline. Last year, in 2011, there were only 43 executions, and there were only 78 death sentences, when a few years ago the number of death sentences were 280. In Latin America, the only countries that still execute, that still have the death penalty, they are Guatemala, Guyana, and Belize. In the English-speaking Caribbean, there has been an hiatus. There have been no executions since 2000 when Bahamas executed. So here is, we have a positive trend towards abolition of the death penalty, but still we have to be careful. Afghanistan just executed 16 prisoners on death row. India just resumed executions. The last execution in India took place in 2004. Pakistan also resumed executions. The last execution in Pakistan took place in 2008. In Japan, in 2011, there were no executions. In 2012, Japan executed 12 prisoners. So we have to work all together towards abolition of the death penalty. On the other side, there have been some progress. Benin and Mongolia, they are working towards ratification of the second optional protocol. As we heard as well, there has been the fourth resolution at the General Assembly, which is going to be adopted in December. In December, and at the third committee, the 110 countries supported the resolution, 39 said no, and 36 abstained. So there is a huge progress there. I'm here to represent to work with the commissioners with a new organization called the International Commission Against Death Penalty. The International Commission was set up in 2010 by the Spanish government, as we heard this morning. It's composed of 14 members, commissioners that represent all the regions in the world. We have here Giuliano Amato, our president, and as well Ruth Dreyfus. So the work of the Commission is to complement, to support the work that it has been done throughout the years by IGOs, NGOs, and other actors. And as a challenge that we have for next year, taking into consideration what we have said about the worldwide trend towards abolition of the death penalty, we will be working on Africa. As we said, Africa, there are not executing regularly, so we will focus there to see if we can push Africa to become an execution-free continent. We will also work on the Great Caribbean to establish dialogue with the countries there and to see if we can push the region forward. And finally, we will work as well in Asia and Central Asia. In Asia, we had good developments. Indonesia abstained during the third committee discussion. And in Myanmar, there is a political change and there is an openness there that the International Commission would like to push forward. So that's where we are at the moment. And I thank you very much for your attention.